And now to that huge development in U.S.-Cuba relations today. After exchanging prisoners, including American Alan Gross, who is now back on American soil, President Obama announced the beginning of talks to reestablish diplomatic relations cut off in 1961. And he said both countries will move toward more normalized travel, trade, and banking.
I do not believe we can keep doing the same thing for over five decades and expect a different result.
Sociology professor Guillermo Grenier is one of the lead researchers at Florida International University's Cuba Poll. He was born in Cuba. Professor, first, your reaction when you heard this news?
Well, I was incredibly happy to finally hear that after 50 years, something is changing. Hopefully that change will bring about the change that many people have been wanting to see happen in over 50 years.
Well, what change is that? What do you think this means? We're hearing that there are going to be amendments to regulations, that soon general licenses will be made available for authorized travelers, families, journalists. But what does that mean when it says families?
Well, I mean, I think that the bigger picture is that there's an attempt to normalize, to make the relationship between the U.S. and Cuba a normal relationship, which means that us as citizens here or residents or Cubans that have recently come, they can deal with Cuba as any other country in the world. And I think that family specifically will have a certain freedom that they don't have now. It is to reunite, to come back. To go back to Cuba, the folks that are here, the essence is that over a third of Miami, 35% or so of Miami Cubans have come since 1995. Those are the folks that want this kind of change to occur, because those are the folks that have actually lived a large portion of their life on the island in a period when the island has had all the changes that it that folks fleed from in the beginning of in the 50 years ago in the 1960s. So the folks that are here now are the ones that are growing in number. They're the ones that want this to happen. And I think politically, for the future of Cuban-American relations, the Cuban population in Miami-Dade County and in the United States in general will help shape Cuba to the degree that now they can't.
Well, of course, these are families in many cases that accuse Cuba of human rights violations, of a socialist society that drained their bank accounts. But what does that mean now when people are still angry about that? Not everybody's happy. A Florida Senator Marco Rubio criticizing President Obama today, saying his actions are going to shore up the Cuban regime and keep it in power longer.
Well, it's not about being happy, is it? I mean, it's about trying to bring around change in a society that has not changed, given the status quo in over 50 years. I think that folks that there's not going to be a unanimous agreement with this policy, but the fact that you cannot run away from the fact that what we've been doing for the last 50 years has not worked, and folks that really want change have got to consider something new, and I think that's what the president is offering, something new. Will change occur?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think we can't expect something to happen differently when we don't act differently to make it happen.
In other words, maybe just putting some sunshine on the country, opening up a bit, might create change. But just quickly, I know you were born there. When was the last time you were back?
Oh, a few months ago.
So you are one who has been back and forth. Have you heard from people there? How do they feel about it? Just briefly.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything. But
well,
I'm sure
we heard.
I'm sure that it's not unanimous there either.
Well, but we did hear that church bells were ringing throughout Havana. So we will continue to follow the story to see reaction on both sides of the issue.
Yeah.
Guillermo Grenier, sociology professor at Florida International University, as the president and Cuban leaders announce the repairing of relationships between the two countries after 50 years. Professor, thanks so much.
No, thank you, Ron.